Today is Friday, February 3rd, 2023. This is GQDN. And in today's news, we have a popular YouTuber, and we have some wow, and some news about the largest airplane coming to a popular video game. But today, we begin with an article from Destructoid. And this article does say that Activision Blizzard will pay $35 million in the SEC settlement. So, this quote comes from the Denver Regional Office Director Jason Burt in a statement, quote, "The SEC's order finds that Activision Blizzard failed to implement necessary controls to collect and review employee complaints without workplace misconduct, which left it without the means to determine whether larger issues existed that needed to be disclosed to investors. Moreover, taking action to impede former employees from communicating directly with commission staff about possible securities law violation is not only bad corporate governance, it is illegal." And Activision Blizzard did say to The Verge, this from Joe Chrisnet, quote, "We are pleased to have amicably resolved this matter. As the order recognized, we have enhanced our disclosure process with regard to workplace reporting and updated our separation contract language." So, what is left? Well, you still have the California Department of Fair Employment and Housing suit, along with some other smaller lawsuits to that. So, what will happen? Well, we'll keep an eye on it as to what will happen. Now we go to another Destructoid article, and that says The Last of Us Part 1, well, PC will be delayed. So how long will it be delayed? Well, this is what The Last of Us team did say. Quote, "And we do want to make sure that The Last of Us Part PC debut in the best shape possible. This additional few weeks will allow us to ensure this version of Last of Us lives up to your and our standards. We are so excited to bring The Last of Us Part 1 to a new platform, reaching new and returning players with Joel and Ellie's unforgettable story of survival. And we hope that you will continue to look forward to its PC release on March 28th. Well, they said that also on their Twitter at Naughty Dog, which you can read for yourselves. And this was reported on really multiple sites, but it is really just a very interesting thing. Now let's take to the skies and maybe get our head out of the ground, because Microsoft's Flight Simulator is bringing a big, big airplane to the skies. This comes to us from DualShockers.com, and the Antonov An-225 Maria will be coming to the game after it has been destroyed in a bombing in Ukraine. So the plane will be available on February 27th, 1 year after its destruction, exactly 1 year. So InBuild did say on Twitter, quote, "Exciting news, we're pleased to be working with Antonov 225 with Microsoft. More information to follow soon. We hope you're excited." And indeed, many people should be excited. Now, the pack will cost $20 and the proceeds will both go to Antonov and Ukrainian support. And that's according to InBuild. So what will now happen within that game? Well, you guys will be enjoying it if you play Flight Simulator. Now, if you're looking for Dragon Age, well, good luck. Because GameSpot did reveal that Dreadwolf might not release in 2023. So what's going on here? Well, they're still getting the game together by appearances, because the multiplayer was cut from the game basically last year, but some of the systems are still connected to the multiplayer game. Now, according to BioWare, The game was playable from start to finish in October 22, and Dreadwolf was in good shape and progressing towards that release. But, we'll keep an eye on it as always. Maybe. But I know you World of Warcraft players has got an eye on something else. Valentine's Day is coming, and there's a certain rocket that only has a 0.03% of releasing to you. This comes to us from GameSpot.com, and they're saying that Wowhead is basically reporting that rate could go a little bit higher of dropping in that particular dungeon. But will that happen? Well, the only way to find out is if you go play it. There is a major update patch, 10.0.7, that is slated to come to you in the spring, and that will have the heritage armor for orcs and humans and new story content, along with some rework for Retribution Paladins. I bet you'll keep us surprised on that, or won't you, on Twitter, at GroupQuest. We'll keep an eye on it, too. Now, we go to IGN, and they're saying that the Sons of the Forest will now launch just to avoid major delays. So, the Sons of the Forest is changing its debut name, basically going from release to early access, because that was supposed to release on February 23. So now, switching from early access to release date does mean that, yes, it was pushed back, but it will still give players access. So they did make a post about this on Steam. Quote, "It's been a long journey since we first started Sons of the Forest development, and it's grown into the biggest, most complex game we've ever made. There is still so much more we want to add. Items, new mechanics, gameplay balance, and more. We didn't want to delay again, so instead of deciding to evolve the community, continue development of this project, and keep our February 23rd release date, but instead release in early access." So, when will it release? You may be asking. Well, right now, there is no date available. But when a date does become available, we'll let you know. But at least you know early access is coming. Now we end with maybe something that should have been towards the beginning of the show, but still. You may have seen Logan Paul on WWE. Well, he's also a YouTuber, and he was slapped with a class action lawsuit. This comes to us from Kotaku.com, and CopyZilla did post it on Twitter at coffeebreak_YT. Logan Paul was just sued in a class action lawsuit for his role in CryptoZoo, along with Jeff Levin, Crypto King, Eddie Ibbins, and more. So right there is a tweet that goes right to the first part of this class action lawsuit, which basically says that Don Holland individually on behalf of all others similarly situated. That's the plaintiff. The defendants are CryptoZoo, Logan Paul, Daniel Strobel, Jeffrey Levin, Daniel Strobel, Jeffrey Levin, Edward Ibbins, Jake Greenbaum, a.k.a. Crypto King, and Ofer Bentov, a.k.a. Ben Roth. That's page 1 of 26. That's a lot. And you know we're worth a lot at GroupQuest and at Dawnforge. No weekly show tomorrow, but you can still follow us on the Twitters, both those Twitters. I am at Joe Space on Twitter, twitch.tv/JoeSpace. Actually, I'm not at Joe Space on Twitter. I'm at Joe Brums. You know that. And you also know that this is a Dawnforge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. Yes, I make mistakes, but that's the way things go. Anyway, time to go so you guys can go play some games. We'll see you Monday. Bye.